The Side Piece, a novel by J.M. Vella, narrated by Dr. Joe Vio. Chapter 27. The Uber driver was the same guy who picked Shonda up on a regular basis. He was about to drop her off at the Ramada Inn as usual, when she hesitated before getting out of his car.
"You know, Sahil, I think maybe I want you to take me someplace different this time."
He looked back at her from his rearview mirror with a questioning expression.
"You sure? You always go to the Ramada Inn. Where do you want to go? I take you there."
She sat back in the seat of Sahil's Toyota Prius and looked out the window at nothing in particular.
"I think I want to go to the Greenhaven Lake Club. I've never been there before."
"Of course, no problem,"
Sahil replied and recalibrated his Google map on the dashboard. 20 minutes later, he stopped in front of the gated entrance. Shonda got out of the Prius and approached the gatehouse, where a uniformed guard was seated playing Candy Crush on his cell phone to pass the time.
"Excuse me, I'm a guest of Marianne Howard. She's meeting me for drinks in a few minutes."
The guard leaned out of the window and handed her a clipboard.
"Print your name here on the list. I'll let her know you're here."
She stared at the clipboard and held the pen over it, trying to decide what to do while the guard went back to his Candy Crush game. She didn't want to use her name because Marianne wouldn't recognize it. She knew it was risky, but she printed Valerie Cox neatly on the line and handed the clipboard back to him.
"Just give me a sec, Miss Cox. I'll ring her house."
Shonda stood there, wondering if her ruse would work. She watched the guard nod and look at her with suspicion as he spoke to Marianne.
"She says she's meeting you for a drink, Miss Howard."
"Okay, will do."
He hit the button on his console that opened the gate. Shonda smiled and sauntered into Lake Greenhaven Estates in the direction of the clubhouse. She pretended she belonged there as she stepped up to the poolside bar. The young man in the gaudy yellow Hawaiian shirt behind the bar smiled at her admiringly.
"Hey there! Are you a new resident, or—"
"I'm a guest of Marianne Howard's. I'm meeting her for drinks."
"Well, I haven't seen Miss Howard around lately. You must have beat her here."
He grinned again.
"No worries. I'll keep you company until she gets here. How about a nice oaky Chardonnay?"
She shook her head.
"Rum and Coke, please."
"Rum and Coke coming up."
He made a show of preparing the drink, putting it through a blender with ice. The result was more like a slushy than a cocktail.
"This is how I make them. They go down nice on a hot afternoon."
He passed Shonda the tall glass with a wink.
"I put an extra shot of rum in there for you."
Shonda sat on a bar stool and took a sip through the straw.
"Not bad."
"So, you're a friend of Miss Howard's?"
"More like an acquaintance, actually. I know her husband a lot better. We have a business arrangement."
She took another sip from the straw, hoping that the rum would settle her nerves.
"I just think it's time Marianne and I get to know each other a little better."
She glanced around the open-air assortment of tables and finally saw Marianne walking up to the club entrance. She had a confused look on her face. Shonda knew she was looking for Val, who was nowhere to be found. Marianne glanced toward the bar, where the young bartender waved her over.
"Miss Howard, your friend's over here!"
Shonda was panicking inside, but maintained her casual demeanor as Marianne Howard approached. She ignored her and spoke directly to the bartender.
Have you seen a heavy-set blonde woman, Jason? I was told she wanted to meet me here. The bartender looked confused and glanced at Shonda, who was debating whether to run away.
No, Miss Howard, but this lady said she was meeting you for drinks.
Marianne stepped back and looked at the vaguely familiar woman sitting on the bar stool next to her.
I'm sorry. Do we know each other? I was told Valerie Cox.
I had to lie to the guard to get in.
Shonda blushed.
Valerie is a mutual friend.
She put out her hand.
I'm Shonda. I've been wanting to meet you for quite some time. I know Chase.
Oh, Marianne tried to play off the situation. You must be a client.
No, actually, Chase and I have a very different kind of relationship.
She stared at Marianne Howard, inwardly debating if she should keep going.
I've known your husband for 3 years, so I thought it was about time
that we meet. She smiled graciously.
Of course.
She put her hand out and grasped Shonda's with a gentle squeeze.
It's so nice to meet you.
She looked toward the young bartender.
Jason, do you have any good Chardonnay on ice? It's so hot today.
Sure do, he responded enthusiastically. I've got a nice oaky one on ice.
He quickly poured Marianne a large glass of Chardonnay, then, sensing the polite awkwardness between the two women, made his way to the other side of the bar to engage with other customers. Marianne took a long swallow of her wine.
So, how do you know Chase? I own the Shangri-La Cafe down the street from his office. He's a regular customer.
Shonda was ready to leave it at that. This woman was trying hard to be friendly. She wasn't sure she could follow through with her intention.
He loves our banana cream pie.
Marianne laughed.
My husband does have a terrible sweet tooth.
She took another sip from her glass.
Funny, he never mentioned your cafe. I guess he didn't want me to know he was indulging himself like that.
Probably afraid I would scold him for it. She chuckled. Shonda nodded.
He's a naughty boy.
That he is, Marianne agreed, smiling. She took another two large swallows of Chardonnay, emptying the glass, and stood up.
Well, Shonda, I'm going to have to get back to the house to start dinner. I'll be sure to stop by your cafe one of these days to try that irresistible pie.
That would be nice,
Shonda responded. She couldn't help but feel like Marianne could be her friend if it weren't for Chase. Marianne brightened.
Better yet, I'll bring our mutual friend Valerie along with me. I owe her a peace offering, she sighed. Val and I had a bit of a falling out the other day. I think I overreacted to something she did. It was silly.
Shonda nodded sympathetically.
Well, goodbye.
I'm glad we finally met.
Same here.
Shonda lingered a few minutes at the bar, watching Marianne disappear down the sidewalk along the lake toward her home, before calling her Uber guy to pick her up.